After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everybody, welcome to another Baseball America podcast. I'm Kyle Glazer. We've got another great show for you today as part of our scout series. We're bringing on Jim Reeves of the New York Mets. Jim has been the Mets Pacific Northwest area scout for many, many years. He's been with the Mets organization as a scout 33 years in total, a long storied career as a scout. He was a signing scout for Brandon Nimmo. He was a signing scout for Michael Conforto. And we're bringing him on today because he's the signing scout for David Peterson. Peterson made his debut with the Mets this year, is off to a really nice start as part of their rotation. It was a first-round pick in 2017, and there's a lot of history there with him, and we're happy Jim is able to join us to discuss some of that. Before we hear from Jim, though, here's a quick word from our sponsor. Guys, a lot of our identity is wrapped up in our hair, how we style it before going out, how it looks and feels after a fresh cut. That's why when those late 20s, early 30s start to hit and those first signs of hair loss start showing up, it's pretty upsetting. Let's face it, none of us ever really want to go bald. Thankfully, now there's Keeps, the simple and easy way to keep your hair. Keeps makes it super easy, just a quick doctor's visit online. Get your hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They deliver your medication every 3 months, so you don't have to worry about pharmacy checkout lines, waiting for an appointment at a doctor's office. Give it a try and find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. More than 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Treatment starts just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free with a great promo offer here at Baseball America. It's a great deal. You don't want to miss out on it. If you're ready to put a stop to your hair loss, go to keeps.com/baseballamerica. That's KEEPS.com/baseballamerica to receive your first month of treatment free. Once again, that's keeps.com/baseballamerica. Give it a try. You won't be sorry. And let's put a stop to that hair loss. And we're pleased now to be joined by Jim Reeves. He signed a number of standouts. His latest is David Peterson, who has risen to the Mets rotation and is off to a nice start here in his pro career. Jim, you scouted David out at the University of Oregon when he was one of the country's best strikeout artists his junior season. What was it about David that stood out to you? And when did you kind of decide, yeah, this is a guy I want to put my name on and put a first-round grade on?
Well, you know, I guess it all began when he came on campus there as a freshman. It was hard not to notice him because he was so large. I mean, he was just a 6'6", 6'7". Guy and with just big broad shoulders, and I mean he just had a great frame, so that was the first box that was checked. And then of course, being left-handed, I wanted to make sure I saw this guy as much as I could, but I think by the time he was a junior and came out in the fall of his junior year, and you could just see things kind of coming into place. As a freshman and sophomore, he was in the starting rotation, which doesn't happen a lot, especially in the Pac-12. But you could just see with every outing, he was learning something, he was improving on something. His velocity increased just a little bit each time out. And those are the signs that you look for. Is this kid getting better? But by the time he was a junior, you know, you knew about his stuff. You knew that he could spin a breaking ball. You knew that the fastball was in the low 90s. You knew that he was the fastball was gaining life in the strike zone and at the bottom of the zone. But I think the big thing for me was just his focus and the way he went after and did his business out on the mound. You know, a lot of kids get intimidated, obviously, especially at that level as a freshman. And I never saw that from David. You know, he was a very competitive kid. You could see him react maybe to a walk or a bad pitch that he had made. But then he would just you could see him get back into a focus. And of course, you know, the credit really goes with his coaches down at Oregon at that time. George Horton and his staff, great coaches down there. You know, that was the big thing for me, was just watching his progress mentally and his composure on the mound. You know, of course, it's a work in progress, but that's what got him through his junior year. By his junior year, he was ready. You know, those are the kids that you know, we're really, really looking for. There's a lot of guys that get to that junior year and they're still not ready, and you can see that. But with David, you know, he was a special case, and he just stepped it up. And, you know, I think I was there at that one game where he struck out 20, and another game maybe where he struck out at 12 or 13, which was also very impressive. But, you know, as a scout, that's what you're looking for. Can they repeat these good outings? And then can they bounce back from a bad outing or a bad inning? And David always showed that he could do that. So that's really what sold me on him at the end.
Yeah, you look at the track record, I mean, it's as good as you could ask for. He was drafted out of high school, set the program record for strikeouts by a freshman his first year on campus, sophomore year again, had some really, really good performances. And then his junior year, as you mentioned, he set Oregon's single-season strikeout record, consensus All-American. He had pitched for Team USA the summer before. Everything looked great on paper, and we see sometimes guys that check all the boxes on paper, but then they get into pro ball and something doesn't click, whether it's, you know, mental, whether it's physical. Anytime you're investing, you know, a first-round pick and the money that it takes to sign a first-round pick, you have to have a lot of confidence that, you know, it's not just on paper, that this is going to play at the next level. What was it you saw that made you feel that, yes, this is going to work?
Well, you know, that's always a thing that is a big concern. You know, we try to know these players as much as we can. I didn't know David as well as maybe a Conforto, for instance, or some of these other players that grew up in the Northwest, though, that I watched play when they were sophomores or juniors in high school. You know, coming out of Denver, I really didn't know anything about David. But as I got to know him a little bit at Oregon and interviewed him and talked to him about his goals, you know, I was convinced that this kid really felt that he was going to be a starter in the big leagues. Of course, you never know. I mean, it's a long road, and especially it's an entirely different thing when they get into the minor league system versus college baseball. But I really believe that this kid felt that he was going to be a pitcher in the big leagues, and they've got to have that. Those guys in the big leagues have to have talent, obviously, but they also have to have the makeup, the composure, and the confidence, like I said, to be able to maintain that. And that's what I saw his junior year, and speaking with the coaches as well down there, you know, all the reports were very positive, and you know, that all goes into it. But you never know. I mean, trust me, I've had some guys that I felt the same way about that didn't succeed. But that's just a part of the game. That's the scouting end of it. That's nerve-wracking.
No doubt, but obviously his performances help calm those nerves a little bit. 17 strikeouts with no walks against Mississippi State. Had a 20 strikeout game against my alma mater, Arizona State. I remember when that happened, just being like, man, that's really something. What is the process for drafting a first rounder? Because obviously you're getting a look at him, but you still have to have, you know, your cross checkers take a look. National guys can come in sometimes. How many guys in the Mets organization came in and had eyes on him? What's that process for a first rounder like this?
Yeah, you know, my function is to keep an eye on these guys, get a history on these guys, get to know their makeup, you know, what makes them tick, and then of course, as we get into the spring season, just keep alerting our cross checkers that this guy is getting better with every outing. You know, he's doing the things that we need to see. And of course, you know, he was obviously on the radar going into the season. I wouldn't say he was a legit first round guy. There were a few hiccups in there, and I'm sure David would admit that. You know, being a big kid like that, sometimes the mechanics seem to get out of sync sometimes. And that was kind of the question with him. Of course, he had the injury in high school and all that. But as the season got to go, I felt, oh, this kid, by the end of the season, he could very well be a first-round guy. And that's the way it turned out. But, you know, I would just keep updating our cross-checkers on his progress, what I saw. Of course, there were videos. We were getting videos in at the time. And I don't know, I guess by the beginning of May, there were maybe a half a dozen reports on David in our organization. And it just seemed, and then the last month of May leading up to the draft, after we've really narrowed it down and identified the guys that we were interested in, you know, I would be at almost every game that he was pitching. So just to confirm that everything was going well and that there was no injuries, anything like that. And everything just fell into place for David. And by draft time, oh, I don't know, man. I there were probably a dozen guys that had seen him by that point. I don't know for sure, but I know that there was a lot of guys that saw him, and he was on the short list. And it just kind of fell into place. I thought there was a few teams ahead of us when we picked. I thought for sure he was going to be gone, but there he was staring us in the face. And credit to Mark Tremuda and Tommy Tanis. Those guys obviously made the right pick.
Yeah, he goes out his first year after signing, has, you know, three nice starts with Brooklyn New York Penn League. 2018 comes around, goes from low A to high A, has a nice combined season. Last year, double A, you know, the ERA, 4.19, isn't going to jump out at you, but struck out more than a batter per inning, kept his walks low, big left-handed. It was pretty clear his debut was nearing. When he got the call this year, just as his signing scout, what was that like for you?
Nerve-wracking. you know, anytime, I guess you got a pitcher that's being called to the big leagues, and especially the start, you're just keeping your fingers crossed and hoping that things will be fine. And, you know, I was fairly comfortable, though, with Dave. You know, I knew that he was a confident kid. I knew he had a game plan, and it was just a matter of executing it. And he went out and did a heck of a job. And so far, with four starts, he's accomplished, I think, what he's set out to do. And, you know, it's a short history, but, you know, I feel confident that David's going to go out there and give it his best shot every time. You know, he's the type of guy that probably walks out there thinking he's going to throw a perfect game every game that he starts. And once he gives up a hit, now he's going to pitch a one-hitter. And that's what you love to see. But, yeah, you know, I've had a couple guys come up there as hitters, and, you know, they probably weren't in the starting lineup, but I can remember, you know, them getting into the games and hoping that, you know, they were going to put the bat on the ball. But with, I think, pitching is a little bit different.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, everybody's staring at those guys, and they're the number one person out there on the field at the moment. And David handled it well. I mean, so far, so good.
Yeah, that first start, July 28th, against the Red Sox at Fenway Park, even though the Red Sox are struggling this year, that's still a pretty dangerous lineup. When you look up and down, you see Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts and J.D. Martinez and Andrew Benintendi and Alex Verdugo. I mean, those guys can bang, and he went out there 5 2/3, gave up only two runs. Was it nerve-wracking the first inning watching for you? I've heard, you know, a lot of scouts have said it's almost like watching your own kid. It's, you know, it's you're anxious.
Oh, you bet. I think the first hitter, now I may be wrong on this, but I think the first hitter hit one off the wall, hit a double off the wall or something. Oh, he was thrown out at second base. trying to stretch it into a double. That's what it was. I think it was J.D. Davis made a good throw and threw a guy out at second. So I know that was comforting for David. I know he gave up a shot right there, but yeah, it was nerve-wracking, no doubt. My wife was sitting with me, and it was like, oh, man, I got my fingers crossed, and I hope he does well, just for himself. You know, it wasn't about me or the organization. I wanted to see him do well, and he did.
Absolutely. Looking at, you know, all the guys you signed and brought into the Mets organization, you are on, you know, a heck of a run, at least the 2010s, you know, bringing in Michael Conforto, bringing in Brandon Nimmo, now bringing in David Peterson. When you look and see that many guys that, you know, you've signed as part of the organization, you know, scouts a lot of times live a thankless life, a lot of nights on the road, a lot of miles on the car. But seeing the difference, I mean, just how rewarding is that for you?
Oh, well, you know, that's what we do this for. Obviously, a lot of it is just being in the right spot at the right time. It's about having a scouting director and cross-checkers that are going to listen to what I have to say. Ultimately, those guys make that decision. And, you know, those first couple rounders every year, those are team picks, you know. But I do take pride in you know, having seen these guys and just letting our guys know that, hey, this is a special player. I'm going to dig into his makeup and find out as much as I can. You know, and obviously, you know, it makes me feel good that our guys are recognizing some of the work that I do, and we go out and get those guys. But, yeah, you know, I've missed on some guys that I really liked, and it was just basically because of where we picked, and that's just kind of the nature of the business.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, we appreciate you coming on and telling us a little bit about David and your process for signing him, bringing him into the Mets organization, and it's off to a great start to his career so far, and we look forward to seeing what the future holds.
Well, I hope he continues to do well. I'm sure he will. I've got a you know, I've got a good feeling for him. And thanks, Kyle. Appreciate the interview.
Absolutely, anytime. Once again, that was Jim Reeves, the New York Mets Pacific Northwest area scout. Again, Jim's had a great run of signings. Brandon Nimmo, Michael Conforto, now David Peterson. We've seen Peterson come up, make his major league debut, and all in all is off to a very, very promising start in his Mets career. We appreciate Jim coming on and telling us just what he saw in David and how the process went of scouting and signing him and how he became a New York Met. Obviously, there's a lot of Mets fans very happy to have him, and we think this is the start of a very, very long and successful career for the big left-hander. If you enjoyed this podcast, please go ahead and give us a review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever platform you're listening on. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, for Jim Reeves, I'm Kyle Glazer. Thanks for listening, and stay safe, everybody.